Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and you, and it's the 1st of December. And what does that mean? Well, it's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. Very popular show. We storm heaven together. We feel very confident when we pray, and there's a lot of praise reports that have been coming in. Way to go. You guys are awesome. So fill the phone lines right now. What prayer requests do you want us to start intentionally praying for, right? At adoration, Mass, Jerry, the rosary, it goes on and on, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I love this show. I love the start every month with prayer. I think it's so important and powerful, and our Take Two family takes it to great heights.
Absolutely. Phone lines are open right now. A couple are taken already. The lines fill up fast on this show. So if you have a prayer intention you would like the world to share in, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We get prayer intentions, prayer requests for health, for jobs, for the healing of relationships, for all kinds of things, really, whatever is going on in your life. Whom or what would you like us to pray for? 833-288-3986.
And we had a lot of prayer requests come in late last night, and some are anonymous. Some have some names, first names attached. And so I'm making notes of it. I have the book out, so we'll be announcing those. Also, you can go on social media, YouTube, Facebook. Got to go fast, folks, though. And you can email us, take2@ewtn.com. This is a very important show. We believe it's necessary because a lot of people have lost confidence in prayer, right? They've lost it because they said, where is God in all this? God, where are you? Well, we're taking that from a whole different approach and a whole different angle, because we see and we have absolutely experienced the power, the miraculous power of prayer, especially the rosary and adoration and having masses said. Don't forget to have masses said. And also, Jerry, fasting during the season of Advent. Fasting breaks strongholds. Very important, folks. Fasting for God to repair things. Please, folks, this is the time. Show up strong, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in.
833-288-3986. You can email your prayer requests, take2@ewtn.com. We are streaming the video, as always, on Facebook and YouTube. Hi, you guys. You can post your prayer intentions there. Jeff Burson, our social media manager, will get some of those over to us. And you can post on the show website, take2show.com. So many ways that you can participate in this prayer intention program. And what we do is we get as many on the air as we can. Even if it doesn't get on the air, we gather them all up in our hearts and present them to the Lord with a prayer at the end of the program. So know that your intention is going to be prayed for. And I would like to put the first one out there. My brother Joe is having a birthday today.
Joe, happy birthday. Yeah. We love you, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? I think he turns the big 6-0 today. That's a milestone for him. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've already sent him a text message wishing him a blessed birthday, and I know his family and growing family. He's got, I think, about 8 grandkids now, so they are going to be celebrating Joe's birthday in a very powerful way. So if you would, keep him in your prayers, not just because it's his birthday, but his health is doing very well. But about 10 or 12 years ago, he had a brain tumor removed, and they monitor that about every year or so with an MRI, and he seems to be doing fine. So just if you keep him and his health and his family in your prayers, it would be appreciated.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna wish him a happy birthday on Facebook because we're Facebook friends. So that's wonderful. Okay, let's get to Amanda. Amanda is in Illinois on Sirius XM 130. We're going to move fast today because we have almost full phone lines. Amanda, welcome to our prayer show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'll be as quick as possible. My mom, I just wanted to make a prayer request for her. Her name is Amy, and she has had a terrible infection in her knee. She had a knee replacement right before the COVID shutdown, actually. And then about last February, March area, she started to have some insane amount of swelling in that area, and she's had quite a few surgeries now to try to get rid of this infection. It's a really rare one. And she just had a surgery to remove the knee. So right now she has a cement spacer and cannot bend her leg and has to have that for a few months. And then they can try to replace it. but the medicines and all the antibiotics, you know, are messing with her. She's been very sick, unable to do things for about a year now, and it's taken a huge emotional toll on her and also her health. So we really need a miracle in this infection to just leave her body.
Hmm. Wow, Amanda, it just sounds, you know, just the way you describe it, it sounds so odd and unusual that they haven't been able to figure something out about this. And you actually anticipated a question I was going to ask you, is just how is she holding up, you know, emotionally, spiritually? Does she have a strong faith? Is she leaning on the Lord right now? How is she doing in all of that area?
Oh, yeah, she's a very faith-filled woman. She has, you know, a great attitude. We tell her all the time that she's a saint for sure, and you know, she's a fighter. But you know, she definitely does have her hard moments. I have a daughter who's 2.5. My brother has one and one on the way, and she's a very involved grandma. She does not like to, you know, have to be stuck in her house. She's an on the go type person, so. But no, she definitely believes that God has a plan for her in all of this. And sorry, you can hear my daughter. But yeah, she believes that, you know, God has a plan in all of this. But
sure,
she just, if anyone's more deserving, I mean, there's no one more deserving than her in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Well, Amanda, when you first came on, you said your mother's name is Amy, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and I put her in the book, and I just wanted to say, God is in the miracle business, you know, and just enlist all heavenly help, you know, the guardian angels, all the saints. You guys are Catholic, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Enlist a big army around your mom and ask them to step in. And there's a lot of saints on the way to full canonization, like Blessed Carlo Acutis. There's so many. Go to them and ask for that miracle. Please, Amanda, and we will do that as well. God bless you. Stay strong. It sounds like you've got such a strong faith, and that's the most important thing. So we've got Amy in the book, and we've already started to pray, Jerry.
833-288-3986. Our first of the month prayer show today. What would you like us to pray for? We are so glad you're with us, and we are honored to pray for you and with you for whatever is on your heart or burdening your mind. So it is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. We've got an open phone line for you right now. 833-288-3986. And we're going to go back to the intentions, Jeff and Colleen, just a moment here. I want to tell you, first of all, about Father Joseph's Advent and Christmas Reflections and a free ebook from EWTN. It's designed to help bring you closer to the infant Jesus and his Blessed Mother in the days leading up to the celebration of the birth of our Lord. And we'd like to invite you to sign up to receive weekly emails with Father Joseph's Advent and Christmas Reflections. And on top of that, we'll add a free ebook, including all of the reflections. Just visit EWTN.com/advent today and sign up for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are going to get back to the phones, but I just wanted to say to Nancy in Michigan, you were on the line ready to come on air with us, and we did not get your prayer intention or request. If you'd like to call back, Matt Gabinski is waiting to take your call. Nancy from Michigan. Okay, Jeff and Colleen is up next in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Colleen.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you. We're praying for you guys and all of our brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
We could use your prayers. You know, God has blessed us so much in our lives, and I'm thankful for a strong faith that is certainly all grace. During the COVID incident, we like, I think many people lost our business, no fault of our own. A good, thriving business, many people working with us and for us. And, you know, COVID came and, you know, life happens, right? And, but we're trying to get the business back up. It doesn't look like it's coming up quick enough. So we literally might have to sell our home. Now, you know, again, there's many saints that have gone way before me that have suffered much more than I ever have or even could think of. But so I'm good with it. The other thing is I'm trying to discern God's will, because my mom and dad are like 85, 86. They're up in a country home by themselves. They need help, and they're afraid of being put into a home. And I'm trying to discern, is maybe this is God closing a door so that another one opens, so that I get to spend time with my beloved parents up in their home, protecting them, helping them, taking them to the doctor's appointments, and just being with them in love through this final passage on their journey. I'm okay with God's will, whatever that might be, and I'm sure it will unfold. You know, but I'd appreciate the prayers of everybody to try to guide this to work out the best way.
Mm-hmm. Couple questions, Jeff and Colleen. You guys are Catholic, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure both of you. And are you guys praying? You guys are praying together and devoting some novenas and some fasting and some, you know, real dedicated prayer time, or are you just super busy trying to get the business, you know, relaunched and taking care of your folks, Jeff?
I count it as a blessing that our faith is the most important thing to us. We go to daily Mass. We go to confession almost weekly. I pray the rosary three times a day. I don't say that to get any credit. I say it as a thirst for my soul. To be in communion with my Creator. That's why I do it.
So way to go. I mean, you guys are awesome. Stay together. Stay very close. There's power in the two of you staying super close, like you are, through prayer and through the sacraments of reconciliation and receiving the Eucharist on a regular basis. Absolutely. Couple things I just wanted to share with you. Again, enlist an army around you. You've got your guardian angels working on your behalf. You have the saints that you are so close to. Please bring them into the circle. I don't believe there's any accident to your call at all, because I just want to just share something with you. And please, I don't want like a million emails from people telling me of the good stories. I understand there's great stories in nursing homes and assisted living places. There's wonderful stories. My mother suffered a horrible experience being at one of the best assisted living places. So I can understand your parents' concern and your concern for their safety and for their well-being. You know what? God sometimes has very, you know, he asks us to go outside of our comfort zone, to be very creative. And when we are, and when we throw all of our trust and confidence in God, things are even better than we ever planned. But the problem is we have to make that gigantic leap of trust. And so I'm gonna personally take on your intentions, Jeff and Colleen, because it's very near and dear to my heart because of your parents, Jeff. And I just want to say, please, do what you're doing, completely trust, and you may have to free fall into God's arms, but I can assure you of one thing, because it's my life to a T. He never lets you fall. Never, ever, ever, if you trust in him. What do you guys think?
I'm glad I called. I trust him fully. I think we're going to free fall into his arms one way or the other. I'd rather go willingly.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Will you keep us posted, please? I think we're going to have a celebration time in the near future, Jeff and Colleen. I just feel it. So would you please keep us posted?
Yes, I promise, we will. Thank you for all you're doing.
And thank you for all your prayers.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Now we'll open up a phone line at 833-288-3986. I love their perspective. Jeff said we're open to the will of God, whatever that is. And today's reading at Mass was precisely that. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. So that's the most important thing. All right. Abraham is in Birmingham, right near EWTN headquarters, listening on iHeartRadio. Hi, Abraham.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing okay. So glad you called. Yeah.
I have a prayer request I'm a truck driver. I have had the thought of ministry, but I just don't know how to get started or what I can do. As a truck driver, my greatest trouble in getting to church on Sunday. And I've been told, well, do something about it. And I want to see, I just don't know how to do or go about to start a ministry where a church can provide a ride for a driver to church on Sunday. And I just don't know how to get started. And my prayer is for guidance and direction.
Okay.
Yeah, Abraham, is this something you want to do personally, are you praying that, you know, parishes would start to kind of implement a program like this?
Well, I would like to start something like that. I would like to be able to get the parishes to think about it, and I want to be the activist in trying to do something if I can, because I have not heard of anything like that. And I think it's a great need, because I know I have walked 8 miles to church on a Sunday round trip to just to be able to get to church.
Wow!
Because there is no transportation.
Yeah.
Abraham, can I make a suggestion? Because I believe in the diocese, I could be mistaken, or it has since changed. I know there's some safe environment issues sometimes with picking up people, especially vulnerable adults or something of that nature. Abraham, I know that in the Diocese of Phoenix where I live, they used to have a ministry. I don't know if they still do because COVID hit and everything changed. But they would, and I think what you're referring to is to pick people up who don't have rides so they could get to Mass. They did have that. You may want to, Abraham, check where in the diocese you reside in and call first and say, do we have a ministry? Does it meet with safe environment? And can anybody point me in a direction? Because I do know that I've heard over the years that there are ministries like that. Is that what you're talking about, of picking up people who can't get rides to Mass?
Well, specifically truck drivers at truck stops. And, you know, the other thing would be good, you know, for other people that just can't get to church, would be a good thing as well. But being a truck driver, whenever I'm out of town or wherever, I don't get a chance to get to church. But like right now, I live in Oklahoma. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm going to be in Florida tomorrow. And come Sunday, I don't know where I'm going to be, but I want to go to church, and I try to get to church, and I try to park as close to a church as I can.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you follow the same routes generally, Abraham, I don't know if you do or not, a lot of truck drivers do, but maybe along the way there, wherever you kind of are used to typically stopping and, like you said, parking as close to a church as you can, maybe you can talk to the pastors of those churches and see if maybe they can implement something, or maybe just ask them, you know, is it okay with you if I do this? What keeps coming back to my heart is the Nike phrase, you know, just do it. And I don't know if that's something you are in a position to do, but maybe this is something you need to just start doing, and perhaps God will see that and will blossom and flourish from there. I don't know if you've thought about that.
Well, that's something I've wanted to do. I've been driving since 2011, and I just don't know how to get started. Because I'm all over the road. I'm over the road driver, so I don't know where my next load is going to go until I get both. So I don't have a specific route.
Okay.
And getting in contact with the same church over and over. I've been on this since 2001 when I started with this company over here that I'm with now. Mm-hmm. I have yet to stop at the same place twice. Mm-hmm. And so I use masstimes.com. to find me a church that's nearby, and that's how I finagle my way. I bought myself a little scooter, electric scooter, so now that it's cold weather, I don't have to walk in the cold, so I can get to church. But I'm one Catholic driver, and I'm sure that there's others out there that would like to get to church. I want to, my prayer request, I guess, is guidance to that.
Yeah.
Goal.
Okay, so we will pray for that. Absolutely, Abraham. I think it's a beautiful ministry that you want to pursue. I think it's needed. Absolutely. So let's be praying and ask our guardian angels. Maybe you'll start to maybe pass that on into, the Truckers Association or Union. Maybe you could try to see if there's other Catholics that want to jump on board. But let's go big. You know, we serve a big, bold God. Very important. So we'll do that, okay? Keep us posted.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jerry, real quickly, Nancy, I don't think is going to be able to call back from Michigan, but Nancy, we didn't get this specific request, but God knows your needs, so I put you in the book. I just wanted you to know. I don't want you to think you were left out.
Abraham's line is open right now. Whom or what are you praying for today? This is your opportunity. A couple times a month, we give you this platform to let your prayer intentions be known to the entire world and have the world join you in praying for what's important to you. 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Christy in Woodstock, Georgia, listening today on The Quest. Hello, Christy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey there.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm calling in today to ask prayer for discernment and confirmation. For many years now, between 10 and 12 years, there has been a lean toward the sisterhood. However, I do have some obstacles being a mother. I was married for over 20 years, and then I have 4 children. But I just recently got back from a retreat that just really spurred that back up within me. And so I just need prayer and knowing what the next step is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think the first issue is your children. Are they still under adult age? Are they still living?
Minors.
Minors? Are they still minors, Christy?
No.
Oh, okay.
They are all adults and out on their own.
Okay. I personally have a very, very dear friend who joined a Poor Clare cloistered community in Fort Wayne, Indiana in her 60s. I don't know that that's really, it's really kind of atypical, if you will, but in some communities may accept people, of a bit of a later vocation. I don't know if you had any specific kind of, if your discernment is zeroing in on any specific community, or is it still somewhat general right now, just to see if the calling might be there?
It definitely feels, that propensity to definitely go to a come and see discernment weekend. There is a certain order, the SALT order, the Carmelites. I definitely relate with the Carmelite order, but I do have some questions, and with that, even though my children are adult age, we went through a very traumatic divorce, which really, messed them up in a lot of ways. And, my youngest two, they really struggle a lot. Mm-hmm. And so they really am still a little bit dependent, on their parents.
Christy, we're going to come up against a break here. First of all, be assured of our prayers. A couple other quick things. If you're not under spiritual direction right now, I would make that a priority yesterday, as soon as possible. Get a priest or someone holy that you trust. And the other thing would be a confirmation can easily come by contacting these orders that you mentioned, letting them know of your interest, and they have to discern this as well. So they could very well speak for the Lord and answer your discernment on this. So spiritual direction, contact these orders, and be assured of the prayers of the Take-Two family. Amen. Christy, God bless you.
The first of the month, we dedicated to prayer here on Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie. And so we really want you to call in if you'd like us to storm heaven for your intentions and requests. And we really hope you are praying for the Take-Two family's needs as well. 833-288-3986. And Christy, real quickly, if you're still listening, you said you were kind of discerning about the Carmelite order, or I believe you said SALT. That's Society of Our Lady of the Holy Trinity. My brother's very, very familiar with SALT, worked in SALT ministry for many years. And so I totally just want to echo what Jerry said, to get the spiritual direction and to, you know, interview those orders, have them interview you. So there's all this, you know, real research and work going into something before making making that big decision, which is a beautiful decision and to be excited about. But you want, you know, you kind of want, I think, the whole family involved in it as well, in a positive way. Okay, so real quickly, Jerry, if you're listening in Iowa, your Catholic radio station needs to hear from you next week. Siouxland Catholic Radio is airing their Advent Pledge Drive next Tuesday through Thursday. So if you're listening in Sioux City, Storm Lake, or anywhere, please support your Catholic radio station. And there are a lot of Advent pledge drives happening next week and the week after. Please, when your local station says, we need these necessary funds to get into the next year, please step up and tell your friends. Don't forget to tell your friends. And Jerry, since I'm hogging in the mic, let me just say this real quickly. We're getting messages that are flying in for Jeff and Colleen. And one of them in particular, I just wanted to highlight. So Jeff and Colleen, if you're listening, this is from our dear friend, Karen from New Jersey. She says, I love the caller, Jeff. Please consider telling him that caring for his parents will be like caring for the Holy Family. A huge blessing, as you and I, as she said to me, as you and I know, for caring for our mothers, because she was, we were sharing that story back and forth. So Karen was just affirming that may be the avenue to go. So how beautiful is that? I love when the Take Two family steps up so fast.
All right, we do have a line open. If you would like to share your prayer intention with us, the show team, the entire world, there's power in prayer, folks. We want to help you out with whatever's on your heart or your mind. 833-288-3986. And we do have social media we'll get to and an email in just a moment. But we're going to continue on the calls with Suzanne in Fairfield, Connecticut, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
We have some family issues going on, unfortunately, right now, between our two grown sons. One of them is the parent of four children. They're both married. Unfortunately, have moved away from their faith, their Catholic faith, which my husband and I religiously raised them in. One son is 33, the other is 29, and they're basically feuding over a Facebook post that took place 2 years ago and has just been festering and kind of blew up over Thanksgiving. And now the older son doesn't want the younger son to be around his children or his wife. And it's just ridiculous, Jerry and Debbie, it really is. We've been praying to Mother Mary. I know she's the one to pray to for her intercession when it comes to family matters. Of course, St. Joseph, so many of our blessed saints, my husband and I venerate on a daily basis, but we just need a little extra help from heaven right now.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, I just wanted to share with you, Jerry and I are in a life coaching ministry. It's called StandTallToday.com. So many of our clients that come to us because of family drama just like this. So you're not alone. Unfortunately, a lot of people are making some really hard, they're getting a bit of a hardness of heart, if you will, and doubling down on certain stances and certain issues, and it's dividing the family. Well, we know that ultimately, you know, God does not want that kind of drama and tension and stress and division like that. We know that, right? So going to the Blessed Mother, absolutely, because what does the Blessed Mother do? When the Blessed Mother steps in, the demons flee, the demons go away. So I would say ramp it up big time, but you're going to also need a hero in this situation. Somebody has to come in of a strong voice and stop this before it gets out of control, because when the hurts get too deep, it's very, very hard to reconcile. So just be thinking of who that hero could be, Suzanne.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it's probably not a consequence, because nothing is, right? Mm-hmm. I pulled over into the parking lot of a Catholic church, and I'm sitting right in front of a beautiful creche, and of course I'm looking right at our Mother Mary at the moment while I'm talking to you.
Wow.
So, divine intervention right there.
Absolutely.
No coincidences with God. It's all part of the plan. I think it's beautiful, Suzanne.
Your prayers are powerful. Yeah, keep us posted. And the whole Take-Two family around the world will be praying for that intention, Suzanne. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Robert called in, Debbie, and asked us to pray for him. He's on the verge of coming into the Catholic Church, but something keeps holding him back, and he doesn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think...
Can I make a suggestion? Robert, if you're listening, go to somebody in the Catholic Church and ask them to sit with you and talk about that. Because, you know, many people have had that same situation when they're ready to come into the church. And usually it's a person, a thing, a situation, some past thing. And you can really talk it through, and it could build that kind of confidence in you to really make that that leap of wonderful faith. And like we talked about with Jeff and Colleen, just to free fall into God's arms. It's quite an amazing experience coming into the church. Catholics come home. I just went blank. CatholicsComeHome.org. Tom Peterson's ministry, Robert, would really help you with this. Is it Catholics Come Home? Just can you make sure?
It is. Yeah, I just did a Google search for CatholicsComeHome.org.
.org. Okay.
Excellent.
CatholicsComeHome.org. It's an excellent ministry, Robert. Please reach out to them. They're wonderful folks. Tom Peterson is fantastic.
Yeah, and just on top of everything that Debbie said, which was great, just persevere, Robert, because you're about to do something really, really super important for you, and many, many graces are going to come to you and your loved ones through this decision to enter the Catholic Church. And we all know that, you know, the enemy doesn't want that to happen. So without overblowing it and giving Satan too much credit, just to realize that there might be, you know, some spiritual attack going on here, because that does happen. But definitely go look at CatholicsComeHome.org, as Debbie said, and talk it through, especially maybe with a pastor. If you're on the verge of coming into the church, chances are you've been in RCIA. I hope you have been in RCIA. And so talk to someone who's been leading those classes for you, or the pastor of the church you're thinking of calling your church home. And you'll get a lot of comforting, consoling advice, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. And keep us posted, Robert, and all the Take-Two family, please do. We want to follow up with everyone. Jerry, you just talked about spiritual attacks. We had the messages that came in overnight. We have some clergy that are under some spiritual attack and attacks, so we need to pray for our clergy and our religious. And we have some that are coming in with health concerns, and they think there is a spiritual attack associated with that, some with family curses, and some with generational curses. They want to have those removed. Folks, we've got to storm heaven, but please, I want to reiterate again, fasting. We must fast. It's everywhere. Even our Protestant brothers and sisters have been talking about it like crazy on social media. We must fast to break the evil component that is really taking over our families and our lives and our ministries. We don't want that. So fasting will break strongholds.
Okay, 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today? We want to join you in that. And we got an email at take2@ewtn.com from Josie. Josie, thank you so much for weighing in on this. She's calling about Abraham's call. She said, I heard Abraham ask for prayers this morning. He is part of our community that probably not a lot of people in the church think about, but we should. I wonder how they can be ministered to. And she found a couple of online resources that maybe we'll have Ace post to our take2show.com website. And she says, there are a few things out there. I wonder how it can be improved. And she suggests doing a show for faith-filled truckers, and I've made a note of that. So we will definitely
have a lot of truckers that listen to Take Two. We love you guys so very much.
Rejoice
you guys
from all years that we've been on the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abraham.
We just love you guys. Okay, that's a great idea. Let's make a note of it for 2023. Lisa is up next in Michigan. Sirius XM 130 is the way. Lisa's listening. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to our prayer show.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask for prayers for my niece, Courtney. She's a busy mom of two little girls, and she's had some health issues recently. And I would just like to ask for prayers for total health restoration, and that she would be strong and have no more health issues.
Where's her faith life, Lisa? Do you know?
She doesn't go to church, but she is Catholic. She baptized little girls. She does teach them. So not going to church, but a believer.
Okay. Would you ask her, please, to get dive into Scripture then? Tell her to read Scripture out loud to the girls. Okay, there's healing powers in reading Scripture out loud. We know that from a person that we know who's in the healing ministry. He's a wonderful priest from India. Please have her read. She can go anywhere she feels drawn to in Scripture, but have her read the Scripture out loud every day. Could you ask her to do that?
I can ask her. I don't know if that'll happen, but I'll definitely ask her.
Then you know what? Then, Lisa, do it for her, mm-hmm. Okay? Could you do it for her?
I'm 2 hours away from the girls, but...
No. I meant you just read Scripture out loud.
Absolutely. Yeah,
because you're connected to Courtney. She's your niece.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I'd be more than willing to do that. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the Psalms actually are filled with great, they address every kind of issue under the sun that mankind could possibly be dealing with. And many of them talk about the Lord hearing our cry for mercy, the Lord heard my cry of appeal, and so forth. So just kind of browse through the Psalms, and I think you will definitely find some, Lisa, that will fit, the situation here. And like Debbie said, you can just be kind of a proxy praying for Courtney in the situation.
Hey, very good. And any prayers out there would be greatly appreciated for her healing.
Oh, you've got it.
You got it. And we put you in the prayer book as well, Lisa, and your family. Okay,
thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome. Blessed Advent to you.
We got another email from Lynn at take2@ewtn.com. Mm-hmm. Lynn would like praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for a nephew. His name was Dino, and he took his life on November 11th. She says, my brother and our family are devastated. Thank you so much for your selfless work. Well, thank you, Lynn. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely be doing, we will definitely keep Dino in our prayers. And do we have Father Chris Alar show going to be aired again, or has it aired already?
We have, we've aired it and we can make sure Ace, well, they actually, folks can go to take2show.com, scroll down and you'll see Father Chris Alar on. It was on Thanksgiving, I believe. It was posted on Thanksgiving. And we're also working on a future show coming up. Hopefully, we're going to get word today. A bishop's coming on with us who actually wants to work in this area to really help all of us. So Jerry and I are committed to this because so many of the Take Two family members have reached out to us over the years saying that they've had friends, family members either actually have taken their own life or attempted, or they're falling into despair. And Jerry and I really feel that we need to step up and help out in this area. So, stay with us, journey with us so we can help others.
Yeah, again, Lynn, if you go to take2show.com, just scroll down just a few days. It was just on Thanksgiving Day, the interview with Father Chris Alar, who lost his grandmother to suicide. Mm-hmm. And his whole perspective has changed as he's dived into this. And he is now really an apostle. He's with the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. And they are very huge on promoting the Divine Mercy. And he gives a great, he will give you hope. He will give you much hope. So please go to take2show.com. Anybody who has any questions about suicide and where the church is on this and God's mercy, please go there and look at the Thanksgiving show.
And we're so sorry for your loss. So sorry for your loss. Jerry, since you have the microphone, do you want to share the world over?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. It's with Raymond Arroyo, of course, and it airs this evening and every Thursday night at 8 Eastern Time on both EWTN television and radio. Each week, Raymond Arroyo challenges viewers with important political and cultural reporting and analysis of a wide variety of topics of interest to Catholics and people of faith. So tune in this afternoon or this evening. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the world over with Raymond Arroyo.
And I just wanted to share with our listeners. Sometimes people will say, they'll make comments. They'll say, "Why do you give the promotional stuff over to Jerry?" Sometimes the reason being is not that I don't want to share that. I love highlighting all of these wonderful shows and different different articles and gifts that we like to share. It's because I'm the keeper of the notebook, folks. So I'm the one making all of the notes, and I'm not asking for sympathy, but it's quite difficult to take notes and talk at the same times. But I think I do it okay. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for seven and a half years.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Just nobody give her any chewing gum and she'll be fine.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's hear what Mary has to say. Mary's in Toledo, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. How are you guys?
Mary. Doing okay. How are you, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you. I just would like prayers for my son and daughter, Michael and Maria. They were raised in a very Catholic home and faith-filled, but they have both left the church. They're not in any religion. They still believe in God, but they just don't feel the need to be in church on Sunday. And they're living lifestyles that are not along the Catholic faith. So I would just like prayers for them. Mm-hmm. I say a daily rosary for them, and I ask St. Monica to pray for them. Mm-hmm. I just would like some additional prayer.
Yeah. We hear your heart, Mary, and I share that with you. I have two sons that walked away. I totally can, you know, it breaks our hearts because we baptized our kids, raised our kids in the faith. We want our kids to live out their faith. Why? Because it's the truth. We know what it can do for them to bring the blessings and graces for here and for all of eternity. But here's the good news. There have been many saints, Mary, that have commented that you did your part. Okay, you did your part. You set the foundation. You brought them into the faith. They have that mark for Jesus on them. You know what? Best thing in the world you're doing is what you're doing, praying for them. I'll say it again for everyone. Fasting is a big key. Now, fasting doesn't have to be just removal of food. You can fast from all sorts of things, TV, technology, you know, all sorts of things. But Mary, you're doing your part. And this is where we ask God, we ask him, just please, God, step in for all of our families, because we do our part. He does his part and it'll work out in the end. And that's when we trust. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just thank you.
Well, and Mary, this is Debbie and I, as we travel, we do this show, we host Catholic Radio Pledge Drives, we ask people their prayer intentions. This is the runaway number one prayer intention, and that is especially children, but all family relatives who have walked away or stopped practicing their faith. But I agree with Debbie. She said exactly what I was going to say. You have laid the foundation. The graces of the seeds that you planted are there. Debbie said they're marked for Christ, and as painful as this is in your heart, just please, please try to have hope and definitely dispatch your guardian angel to their guardian angels. And they are very, very powerful. And we've heard so many stories of kids who have come back, Mary. So we have hope because of what we've heard. And we really want to encourage you to try to hold on to that hope as well.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for the call.
Beautiful mother. Beautiful heart.
Mm-hmm. Going to go to social media for a moment,
please.
If I may. Mm-hmm. Michael J. watching on YouTube, regular viewer. Please pray for my girlfriend's uncle Jeff dealing with Parkinson's and her father Don, who has a detached retina. Mm. Kirsten, prayers for my family's company that we built for God. We fought through COVID and hostile takeover attempt over the last few years. Things are starting to take a toll and we need God's grace to help get us through. Mm. And then on Facebook, Jennifer K., please pray for me as I'm going through a health situation that started with seizures, and now I'm still having headaches and dizziness off and on since Thanksgiving. I'll be going to the doctor next week. I had the sacrament of the sick last Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer, we're praying for you. Christine, I need prayers for my two alcoholic sons. One stays in my garage as I can't trust him in my house. He's a mess. And Cheryl asked us to pray for Tom, who just came out of a quadruple bypass. So all of those prayer intentions being lifted up globally by the Take Two family.
Okay, we're going to move to our dear friend Astrid in Rochester, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Hello, Astrid. Welcome.
Hi, good to talk to you. I wanted to comment on two people that called in and then asked for prayers for Paul. I moved back to the States when my dad was 94, and I became his caregiver, and I really prayed a long time about doing it, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was the best thing, too. I'm so grateful. So when that couple called in, I was driving home, and I heard the tail end of this couple saying that they were thinking about moving in with his parents or something. And I I just thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if they could do that? And then the other, the lady who's discerning, I thought of Mother Miriam because she takes women of any age, although they definitely discern whether that's where the person belongs. But I wanted to mention Mother Miriam. And then my brother-in-law, Paul, he has poor health, and he used to be a very active, outdoorsy, strong person. But when I saw him, the last two times I saw him, he walks like step by step as though he was 100 years old, and he's in his 70s. But it's so strange and so different, and I'm really concerned. Now, they took my sister took him to a cardiologist this week, and they said that his heart was fine and his blood pressure was excellent, but why he sleeps so much and why he walks with such difficulty is a mystery. They do have in February, it's kind of a ways off, but they do have an appointment in February to see a neurologist. Now, both of them, at least I know Paul is an unbeliever. He, if I say I'll pray about something, he'll say it doesn't do any good, but I know it does. So I pray for him more than anybody else, and I would just appreciate prayer for both of them. My sister's name, it's a German name, it's pronounced Jutta. It's spelled J-U-T-T-A, and Paul, her husband. I would really appreciate prayers for both of them because it's difficult right now.
Sure. Yeah, it must be. Astrid, thank you so much. We love having you a part of the Take-Two family, and we will definitely be praying for Paul, all those near him who are surrounding him and caring for him in any way. And thank you for caring enough to call in and get the prayers of the Take-Two family around the world going for him, so be assured of that. And I think it was Christy who called in, who was discerning earlier. You mentioned Mother Miriam. I don't have her website information right in front of me, but Christy, if you're listening, just send an email to take2@ewtn.com. And we will pass that along to you, the order that Astrid is talking about, Christy. So if you want to email us, take2@ewtn.com.
Okay. Where are we headed next?
Thank you, Astrid. God bless
you. Thank you, Astrid. I'm filling up the prayer book, Jerry. I want to make sure we get everybody. Believe me, folks, if it's not on air, God knows what's in your heart. So don't worry about that. We serve a big God. Always remember that. Jerry?
Terry is in Boise, Idaho, listening to us on Salt and Light Radio. Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I am going on a Marian pilgrimage to France, to Lisieux and La Salette and La Laos. And I have two friends. One that is recovering from surgery and chemotherapy, and another that is battling a leg injury, a leg wound, and it's serious. He's gone through a series of skin grafts. Neither of these friends are able to go on this pilgrimage, and I'm wondering how I could take them with me spiritually and, through the Blessed Mother and bring some healing to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's many ways. You know, when you go to these places, you could ask both of them to seal and write a little note of their prayer requests, and you can place those in places when you go to visit shrines and churches. Absolutely. And the Lord knows. You just express the intention right now to do that. We're all connected. We're the mystical body of Christ. When one hurts, we all hurt. When one is doing well, we're all doing well. So Terry, absolutely take them with you. When Jerry and I go on pilgrimages, we take the whole Take-Two family with us. So yeah, go for it. Go big with God. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, represent them, Terry and Tom in Rochester. We're going to hear the closing music in about 5 seconds. We will pray for Sam, Tom. Yes. That is what you were going to bring up, and all of the prayer intentions heard, spoken, and unspoken here on the program. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, you are a Father who keeps his promises. You love us way more than we possibly realize. Please hear and answer every one of these prayer intentions according to your holy will. We know how good and merciful and faithful you are. And so we thank you and we praise you in Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful show. Let's keep praying, adoration, going to Mass, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Rosary. Please, folks, tomorrow is our Real Presence show. It's the first Friday of the month. We're going to talk all about the Most Holy Eucharist. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. Hope your Advent is going well. And we always ask St. Joseph, please pray for the Take-Two family. See you real soon.